Perfection, is it humanly possible? Well, to a degree, but never consistently or permanently. Let me give you a couple of examples. In coin collecting, we have what's known as the Sheldon scale, which is used to grade the condition of a coin. It ranges from a 1, which is a coin so worn that you can barely make out the date on it, to a 70, which is a coin that at least appears flawless under a microscope. Looking at baseball cards, those are graded on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 is a card looks like it was clipped to a bicycle wheel, while a 10 is a card with sharp corners, no creases. Now, both those examples, 70 with coins, a 10 with baseball cards, getting that grading is a rarity, and it won't last if the coin or the card is mistreated. Total and everlasting perfection comes from only one, and that's God. We're told this in Psalm chapter 18, verse 30. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. This perfection was inherited by his son Jesus. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 through 9. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him, meaning God, who was able to save him from death and was heard because of his godly fear, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered, and having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. That's why when we ask in prayer and we receive, that blessing is perfect, although it may, for a moment at least, confuse us. That's because it's us who has to come to the understanding. James writes about this in James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. We fail to see God's perfect ways because we look with our physical rather than our spiritual vision. Jesus teaches this truth in Matthew chapter 19, verses 25 and 26. When his disciples heard it, they were greatly astonished, saying, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said to them, "With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." Now, while being capable of perfection on our own, Paul in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, gives us the instructions that we need to strengthen our much-needed spiritual vision. Reading here, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." One of God's greatest perfect gifts is, of course, his love. When we're filled with it and we share it with others, it's then when God's perfection flourishes. Here's how this is all explained in Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection." So does perfection begin with our strength and endurance? No, not really. The truth is that when we are in a weak moment, that's when the perfection of God brought to us by Jesus is established. These are the words that Jesus spoke to Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. "And he," meaning Jesus, "said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in weakness.'" While mankind can only create a temporary perfection, as a reference with coins and baseball cards, only God through his Son is our source of eternal perfection that comes to us offering an eternal gift for us, which is unwrapped in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 9 and 10. "For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away."